This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We join now WSMI Ag Director, Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 4.27 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. May corn 4.35 and three quarters, up 4. July corn 4.42 and a half, up 3 3/4. January soybeans were 12.96 and three quarters, up 7 1/2. March soybeans 12.76 and three quarters, up 5 1/2. May soybeans 12.61 and a half, up 3 1/4. March wheat was 6.05 and three quarters, no change. May wheat 6.11 and a quarter, no change. July wheat 6.14 and a quarter, down 1/4. Now here's your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday. Technical trading pushed soybeans lower today, and without any positive news, wheat and corn values were cut. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents higher at $3.97 to $4.17. Soybean bids were 25 to 27 cents lower at $12.52 to $12.70. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $3.96 to $4.16. And soybean bids were 16 to 22 cents lower at $12.74 to $12.95. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 8 cents higher at $4.01 to $4.32, and soybeans were 5 to 18 cents lower at $12.70 to $13.30. Wheat bids ended the day 3 to 8 cents lower at $5.82 to $6.25. Now on to Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 26 to 33 cents lower at $12.80 to $12.95, and the basis was 10 to 25 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.53.80 to $4.70.80 per ton. That was down $13.90, with the basis steady at 30 to 47 over the January. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 2 to 5 cents lower at $4.21 to $4.28, with the basis steady to 3 cents lower at option to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 3 cents at $4.08 to $4.15, with the basis down 1 at 6 to 13 under the March. Soybeans ended 23 to 32 cents lower at $12.93 to $13.05, with the basis mixed at 6 to 18 over the January. New crop wheat prices were down 9 cents at $5.83 to $5.91, with the basis steady at 17 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Terminal Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at $4.40 to $4.41. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 22 to 28 cents with quotations of 13.28 to 13.29. Soft wheat closed 8 to 9 cents lower at 6.31 to 6.32, and Milo ended the day mixed at 4.66 to 4.71. Now moving on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 4.03 to 4.18. and soybeans were 10.78 to 11.04. In the central part of the state, corn went from 4.08 to 4.23, and soybeans were 10.89 to 11.12. In the southern part of the state, corn went from 4.01 to 4.28, and soybeans went from 10.94 to 11.27. Soft wheat ranged from 564 to 582. And that concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 136.82, up 52 cents. April live cattle 136.92, up 35 cents. June live cattle 130.10, up 5 cents. January feeder cattle were 168.02, up 40 cents. March feeder cattle, 168.10, no change. April feeder cattle, 168.90, down 5 cents. February lean hogs were 86.62, down 5 cents. April lean hogs, 91.42, down 15 cents. May lean hogs, 98.70, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 1st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.02 lower in the range of $72.97 to $78, with the weighted average carcass price of $76.97. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 67. 4 to 5 weights, 62 to 72. 5 to 550 weights, 68 to 73. And 550 and up, 69 to 74. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 54 to 59. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,792 head. And now from the United Producers Weekly Auction Report for Tuesday, December 31st. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they brought 132.75 to 138.75. Select and choice steers were 125.50 to 128.25. And choice Holstein steers were 121.25 to 128. Select and choice Holstein steers were 116.25 to 119. And choice slaughter heifers were 132.25 to 138. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 135 to 137. And on a dress basis, 215 to 218.50. Heifers on a live basis traded at 135 to 137, and on a dress basis, 216 to 217. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 351 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84, and that was 37 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 255, which was 10 cents lower. And select carcasses were 196.05, and that was 36 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 128,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000, which compared to 435,000 last week and 431,000 a year ago. Now from the United Producers Hay Report, they had receipts of 179 bales, starting with the alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, $4.50 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality, $4 to $4.75 a bale, and large squares $35, wheat straw, good quality small squares $4.25. That concludes our report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The Farm Bill principals are expected to release a framework agreement for long-term farm legislation this week. That framework could be announced as early as today, with a full bill possibly released Wednesday. A conference meeting hasn't been officially scheduled, but there are reports conferees would likely meet Thursday to vote on the most contentious issues and on approval of the overall farm bill. House and Senate leaders have signaled that they expect to bring up the conference report soon. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, in a memo to House members, said the Farm Bill and Water Resources Development Act conference reports represent new ideas on how government programs should work, and as soon as they are ready for consideration, he expects to schedule them in the House. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said he expects the Farm Bill to be completed by the end of the month. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley was even more optimistic, suggesting Congress could send a bill to the president by the second week of January. U.S. soybean farmers over the age of 18 have the opportunity to participate in the See for Yourself program August 15th through the 22nd. This program gives soybean farmers an opportunity to learn more about their customers beyond the elevator and the Soy Checkoff's role in marketing U.S. soy to those customers. United Soybean Board Audit and Evaluation Committee Chair David Hartke says the See for Yourself program is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. He says participants get the opportunity to see the checkoff up close and the work it does to improve the bottom line for U.S. soybean farmers across the country. 10 U.S. soybean farmers will have a chance to learn about and evaluate specific investment areas of the soy checkoff, including international marketing, animal agriculture, industrial uses, and soybean farmers' freedom to operate. Participants traveled to St. Louis first, where they witness firsthand the operations of the checkoff and visit local sites related to domestic uses for soybeans. Then participants travel internationally to experience how international customers use soy. USB will cover all related rooming, meal, and travel expenses. To apply for the 7th annual See for Yourself program, visit www.unitedsoybean.org/seeforyourself before April 4th. It is cold. Health experts advise that if people have to go outdoors, they should only stay out for a few minutes. Dave Supranot of Illinois runs a dairy and beef operation with his wife and two sons. Supranot only wishes it were that easy and says his family has to do what the cows need regardless of the weather. He says preparation is the key.
We've been planning for this for at least 2 days. Make sure all the heaters in the water tanks are up to snuff. Make sure all the batteries are good. Make sure all the tractors are plugged in. As far as make sure that everybody's got feed so it's readily available in case it snows. We've just been getting ready. This morning we went outside. It was absolutely miserable. The cows were locked in the freestall barn because we didn't want them to get frostbite.
Thankfully, he says everything worked Monday morning. Supranaut says as they can, they keep their dairy herd inside.
When it's cold like this, we lock them in both morning and night. We'll let them out for short periods of time to eat because we do not feed in the barn. We've got freestall housing, but they don't eat in the barn.
Pike County beef producer Jeremy Thomas agrees preparation is most important. Both say keeping beef cattle out of the wind is important. They also need dry bedding if they are outside.
A lot of our cattle have sleeper sheds and sheds that they can get out of the wind and the snow. When I say bedding, we're just putting down either straw, or we also have a lot of round bales of corn stubble or corn, you know, stalks. After we shell the corn, we go back in and bale the rows behind the combine that discharges any leftover stalk leach, and we bale it up and use it as bedding.
Thomas says the cows can also find shelter from the wind behind hills and other windbreaks in the field. Supranaut says otherwise cows are up to the challenge if they are fed well and are sheltered from the wind. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.